Glory be to God. Let's jump in. Get your Bibles out. It won't take me long to get through the last part of Psalms 23 that I've been ministering on for about 3 months. 3 months, and it has been amazing. And it won't take me long to do these last ones because obviously you know that Psalms 23 is a very important set of scriptures in a believer's life because it starts out to say, "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, my mind, will, and emotions. He leads me in the path of righteousness." How many of you know that's important? It wouldn't be good to serve someone that leads you in the path of destruction. Amen. "For his name's sake has a name above all names. Yea, though I walk," verse 4, through "the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil." Why? Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. "For you are with me." Woo! I would underline that if you hadn't already. God will never leave you or forsake you. He's always with you. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." And all that simply means is God's got your back. You don't have to go do the battling. You can relax, even eat in front of them. That God's going to take care of you. The blood of Jesus protects you. Hallelujah. "You anoint my head with oil." Thank God for the anointing. Everybody understands that the anointing is Jesus, the anointed one. And the anointing, that's why I've shared all the time. When you come on this ranch, you're under the anointing of Jesus because we have pled the blood. I went to the four corners of this property and pled the blood of Jesus over this property. So when you're on this property, you're under the anointing. No matter if you're a heathen or a born-again believer, you're under the anointing. What does the anointing do? It breaks yokes of bondage and sets captive people free. Say amen to that. So it says, "You anoint my head with oil." My cup is not just half full. Come on. My cup runs over. Now here's where we're going. The last two really fast. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell." This is the second one. I call them 15 and 16. 15 being "surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And then the last one, 16, is "and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The very first part, "surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." You know what that is? It's the blessing. You might as well declare over yourself that you're blessed and highly favored because you are a born-again believer. You are not some lowly worm that is not worthy. Get that out of your thought life. It is a religious practice that we were raised on. That's what they confessed over everybody. "Oh, you know, brother, I'm not worthy." Or as y'all know, I say it over and over. If you've gotten in this habit, get out of it. At least around me, please. When I say, "How you doing?" do not say, "Well, better than I deserve." Because before you were a believer, that might have been true. But as a believer, you're a son of God, a daughter of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and an heir of God. And you are worthy. You have the inheritance at your disposal. All you got to do is understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. So you are blessed. Not going to be blessed. You are blessed. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read a scripture really fast found in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 6 says this. Blessings are on the head of the righteous. Look at me now. If you're born again and Jesus is Lord, the Bible says you're made righteous. Now, you might do some unrighteous things, but you're still righteous. I always say it like this. If you're pregnant, you are not just half pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. Say amen. It's the same with being blessed and being righteous. You are made righteous. Then you got to start learning who you are in Christ Jesus, and you'll start, as it said earlier, God leads us in the path of righteousness. Amen. So the blessing is on the head of the righteous. So say, that's me. Say that louder. That's me. You're blessed. Amen. Now the second part is what I call number 16. It says this, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That is eternity. Glory be to God. That's my mission. That's why I still leave and go out there in the field trying to lead people to Jesus. I always have to say it. I apologize to some of you that might not like that, that your pastor is gone at times. And sometimes if you miss a time or two, you might think I'm gone all the time. But you need to keep coming, because eventually I come home. And when I get home, then it's a pleasure to pastor this church. While I'm gone, then I have set up a team based on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has placed a team that between Howdy, stand up so they know who you are. Do y'all know Howdy? Look at them, Howdy. See, Howdy, wave at them. The next part of the team is Ricky, and Ricky just went to the restroom, and Ricky is listening in the restroom, probably. Hello, Ricky. Ricky, most everybody knows, is the fiddle player, and Ricky is the next part of the team. Rusty, stand up. Oh, Rusty, come on, give Rusty a hand. Between when I'm gone, those three then keep the vision. And the vision is what God showed me, and it's big. I haven't shared the total vision with a lot of you in a while, and I don't have time to share it, but it's big. It's a big vision. People are like, wow. And as patients, none of us like patience. Would y'all agree with that? We want it done now, but you know what? If you have patience, God, in the right time, just brings it to pass, and He brings the right people to bring it to pass, praise God. And so, when you understand that this is eternity, then we live this life forever. Because again, God never leaves us and never forsakes us. So I'll close this part with this right here. I want you to turn to the book of John really fast and go to the chapter 14. John chapter 14. And I'm going to wait for every one of you to get to John chapter 14. Now, if you did what I just did and you go to Luke 14, it will not say what I needed to say. And so now I'm there. Say amen if you're at John 14. Amen. Look at verse 1. It's in red. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, look at it, Jesus is talking, it's in red. In my Father's house are many mansions. Look at me just for a second, I love this part, because I was raised in a trailer house. You don't have to live in a trailer house no more. Go ahead and say amen. Now, if you're in a trailer house, that's fine, because it's a great place right now. But not in heaven. It's going to be a mansion. So get used to it. Ladies, you won't have to clean. Okay. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself. Glory. That where I am, remember, we're talking about eternity. Where I am, you will be also. I don't have to spend a lot of time. I mean, you should go to Bible study on Tuesdays. I don't have to spend a lot of time about, you know, the Lord fixing. He's ready to return. I mean, I'm looking up constantly. You know, just watch the news and you'll look up constantly for the Lord to appear. the clouds to separate, remember? Jesus to appear and then call us elect people up. And he starts with the dead in Christ. And then, well, we're gone for 7 years, remember? And then we come back to the earth for 1,000-year reign without sin. Okay, I don't have a lot of time, but you'll be surprised at people that don't even know that. You know, and we teach it, and we do it. Okay, now, as we keep going here, praise God, when it says, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, so if Jesus is here for 1,000-year reign, then we're here with him, you see. This is going to be eternity. Where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way you know. Then, oh, Thomas. Oh, that's where they get doubting Thomas. Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And then Jesus says a profound thing in verse 6. Jesus said to him, I, not a church, not a denomination, not being an old good old guy or a good old gal. No, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. And no one comes to eternity. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm just saying, we're talking eternity. So why in the world would you not receive a Jesus that wants to spend eternity without sickness, without disease, without brokenness, without divorce, without lack, without doubt, without fear, without unbelief? He just wants to spend eternity with you forever and ever in the covenant that God sent Jesus to do in the first place. So, that's Psalms 23. And I've loved going through, and it's taken me a while, hasn't it? But man, it's good. The Lord's my shepherd. And a good shepherd wants to take care of his flock. Amen. Thank you, Lord.